Hello, and welcome to A New Pixel Recess. It's Wednesday, and I've done it. I have actually stuck to the schedule that I said I would do. I feel pretty proud, pretty happy. It is early. That's fine. That doesn't matter. I'm up early every day anyway. I am up at 5:30 every day. So this is no problem, especially because the kids have basically not gone to school in 2 months because the weather here is weather. Today's guest is someone I know fairly well. He's not a stable man. He's not a smart man. He is a long-term friend, sort of, and an enemy. I also hate the guy, I gotta say. I am not a fan. Not a fan at all. And you guys might know him too. Today's guest is Paul Armstrong, a.k.a. me, a.k.a. Mouth Crime Overlord. It was not intended to be me. I asked my friend Sean Spurdy, who works at Tagboard, which is an app where people play tag. But yeah, he turned the tides and decided to ask me questions, which I allowed. And you know, my mouth words did not come out well. A lot of letter crimes. But you all can determine if you think I'm any good at answering a lot of the questions that I'm asking of others. I feel I didn't do well. Today's show is brought to you by cough drops and walking pneumonia. Anyway, let's just get on with the interview, shall we?
Oh, Wiseacre. Where did Wiseacre come from?
It was the word of the day on dictionary.com. It's not a word I knew at the time, but I liked what it meant. It meant smartass, which fit.
Oh, okay.
The other word I considered using was milksop, which is not a good roll-off-the-tongue word at
milk
all.
Milkstop.
Milksop.
What was that?
Milksop.
Milksop.
Yeah. Indecisive. It means indecisive. Because, duh.
You know, that's what Skyblin means, too.
I thought that's what a blimp was.
That's the name of our company, the side business that I do. A couple of other guys, we get together and make apps. And the root word is Skyblin, which basically just means crap. All right, let's get started here, Paul. I've got some questions.
Okay.
Who would win a tetherball competition? You or your crazy neighbor?
Probably the crazy neighbor, because he would do anything. He would probably shoot the ball and then me. But I would win in the end because everyone would know that he's a murderer and he would finally get put in jail. So,
see? Loophole.
It's a win-lose or a lose-win, whichever way you want to look at it.
Let me ask you this. This podcast is about recess, right?
It could be.
That's what it says.
That's what you're led to believe.
Mm-hmm. So could there ever be a slide so long and so steep that as you slide down it, your butt catches on fire?
Interesting story. There's a park here that has a very long slide made out of stone that the friction can cause a little bit of ass burn. Yeah. I would not recommend it, especially on a hot day. I also would never recommend it on a highly sheened metal/aluminum slide in summer. Those are basically just heat lamps. And I think that's why a lot of parents send their kids to those playgrounds, is to basically see if their kids will catch on fire. And they can be like, oh, there goes another one. What a shame.
True story, by the way. Those double as burners for hobos and their morning eggs.
They call them sliders. We do not think of them that way, but that's what they call them.
Hey, how do you play King's Court?
I don't know. Is it D minor?
Well, that's why I'm asking you. You're the musician.
I'm not a musician. I am a mustachian. That means I will sometimes wear a mustache.
Besides English and the language of the gods, of course, do you know any other languages?
Sarcasm. That's my main language of love.
There's a couple of other languages that I know that you speak, just waiting for you to mention.
I speak fart.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's one of my potty language is my favorite language.
Which incidentally is the language of the gods.
Bathroom words is what they call them. It's more genteel words like sink, tub, faucet.
You gonna wipe that out of the podcast?
I don't know what I'm gonna wipe. Let's not talk about that. That's between me and what I wipe.
Hey, you're an entrepreneur, right?
I don't like that word, but it's true. Manure, an entrepreneur.
Enter the manure. It's welcome shit. Entrepreneur.
Oh, I don't think that there is such a thing.
Okay. And your company does like stuff for kids, right? Gags, jokes, clowns.
Yeah, we're a clown app.
Let's say you're in a meeting mm-hmm. with a VC, mm-hmm. Which I don't even know what that stands for. So I grabbed this off the internet.
Vector crosses, yeah.
Okay, so you're in a meeting with a vector cross or a bunch of vector crosses, and you're trying to raise money. Mm-hmm. Let's say you need to pass gas. Do you A, try to squeak one out, hope no one notices, mm. B, excuse yourself to go to the restroom, or C, integrate it into your pitch?
Oh, definitely integrate. To excuse yourself, you could lose momentum and you could lose their interest. So you have to stick it out. Now, trying to cover it up, that never works. You got to own up to it. You got to show them that you have the ability to take a stand for something and not back down and to own it. So what you do is you just go with it. You just talk about how, as a company, anything that comes your way, you'll be ready to deal with. And then you go like that. And then you'll be like, just as I have to deal with the fact that now we all have to smell what I've just done.
See, Paul, this is what I'm trying to tell you, and I've been trying to tell you for years. This wisdom that you just shared with us is the kind of stuff that you could literally charge money for. I can't believe you're just going to put this up on a podcast for free.
Is it free? I thought people were paying for this.
Well, I'm paying for it, but...
You are, by having to listen to me answer. Yeah, it's true.
So what is your favorite TV show right now, and why is it Sherlock?
It's Sherlock because it's like a movie every time it's on. An hour and a half to 2 hours of uninterrupted television. It is brought to you by Ralph Lauren, but... Commercial. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to say that on PBS. His sponsored short form movie thing that peddles his products. But I enjoy the fact that I'm not being interrupted by a commercial. What was the question again? We're talking about commercials? My favorite commercial?
Viewers like you.
My favorite commercial is Sherlock.
Okay, fill in the blank. Design is blank.
Blank? Design is blank.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. I'll write that down. Okay. You can only use one typeface for the rest of your life.
Oh, yes.
Which profession do you switch to?
Definitely not a typeface designer. An island.
I'm not good at putting words together for the coming out of the mouth part.
Mouth shows.
Oh, my gosh. What a great name for like a band or... another podcast, The Mouth Show.
My wife and I enjoy mouth shows together. If you could be any island, what island would you be?
The big one.
The one with the water around it. which technically the entire continent is an island. Sort of.
Right. Technically. What's your least favorite word?
Moist.
That's mine too.
It's gross.
What's your favorite word?
Word. Are we on Inside the Actor's Studio? I do wish that, like, do you read to your kids out loud? I would assume you do.
Yeah.
The worst is when you're reading and then you realize that it's a question sentence and you're like, oh, I've said this wrong. Like, that's why we should do what the Spanish do, which is you start it off with the punctuation so you know what's coming.
Kids are young enough that I literally get away with it all the time. Sometimes I even like make up words if I don't know how to pronounce them. Or
I've never realized how many words I don't know how to say out loud until I read out loud. I'm like, I'm gonna skip right over this word. Words are not my thing.
And that's it. Leave us with some wisdom.
Drink bourbon every evening because it'll stop the demons from screaming at you.
Dark.
It is. It's 11:50, so yeah, it is dark. Thanks for wasting my time with those questions.
I wasted your time. You wasted my time.
I thought that was what guests usually say is they're so mad at
me. I'm sorry.
So basically, I'm mad at you for asking me my own questions back to me. So I'm really mad at myself. So I apologize to you for having.
It's a win-win-win.
No, it's a win through a loss. We both lose.
Just like your neighbor.
And I don't know who's the neighbor in this scenario. Probably Skype. And that was my interview with me. I mean, that was Sean's interview with me. CN. I should call him CN. How do I get Sean out of that? There's no SH in there. It's just SEAN. It's CN. It's more of a color than a name. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. I did not. I did, but I didn't. I sort of did. Anyway, you can now go to the Net Awards and actually vote for the show, as it was nominated for Best Podcast of the Year, which it's really crazy. The show is stupid. I am glad that there are a few people out there that actually kind of like it, maybe. Does anybody like this? Anyway, the show is at thenetawards.com. Go to the Podcast of the Year, and if you feel so led, go vote. You do have to put in some information. It can be fake, I think. To vote, but I would appreciate if you went and do that. Go on the web to find the show and some old shows and some word things that I write with my finger hands at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com. Find the show on Twitter at Pixel Recess, where not a lot happens. I don't know what to say there that I don't say in my normal Twitter account at Wiseacre, so maybe I'll think of something. We'll think of something. Also go to iTunes and search Pixel Recess, because I doubt there'll be any way you'll find it if you don't do that, because, as I said before, iTunes is just, But go there, subscribe to the show, rate and review the show, and I mean that, rate and review it. Reviewing it is fun, it's an exercise in creativity. Maybe take three letters, like CRQ, and create, three-word reviews. Could be fun. Could be terrible. What, you know, it's a challenge, and see if you can say something interesting or helpful. Anyway, that helps us get the show in front of more people, which is probably a bad thing. What it is basically you're spreading a disease, which that's what viral is. So next week, like I said, will be a special, different thing. Sort of special, sort of not different. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and I hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your week.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.